You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
So I'd been at the mall shopping for a while, and on my way back to the car, I decided to stop at Starbucks and get a Frappuccino. So I'm waiting, and it's kind of busy. So I sit down at a table, and I start looking through my Instagram. Some of my friends had been commenting on certain things, but there were like three more posts from this teenager that my stepdaughter had had over to the house last week. To be honest with you, I was getting pretty flirty vibes with him that night. he's been commenting on my photos on Instagram, like, pretty often. And some of them were just, you know, compliments or whatever. But today, he decided to send me a direct message, which, okay, a few of her friends have direct messaged me before. Like, one girl wanted the name of my hairdresser because she liked my highlights. I've never had one of her male friends try to contact me before, so yeah, kind of sketchy, but the kid is so likable, and he comes off very unassuming, and he's very, very sweet, and that is kind of a problem for me, because I think that I would really like someone sweet in my life, you know? I don't know. He really made me feel seen, and it's wrong. It's bad. I mean, he's like 18, and that is too young for me. I know that. But part of me is like, maybe this would be fun. I'm so bad. Someone tell me I'm bad. Please send me messages and tell me how bad I am. Okay? But anyway, I get another message from him as I'm looking at my phone, and it's a photo of him, and it says, "Maybe it's my lucky day," and he's holding up a Starbucks cup. And I turn around, and there he is, sitting about three tables away from me, by himself, and looking fine as fuck. Oh, Lord.